All right, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get started with our Sunday school lesson this morning. Father, thank you that we can meet this morning. We've so looked forward to this, and I'm so grateful that you've allowed us to be here, and you've given us the technology that we can do it with. And I pray that our Sunday school lesson and then the service that follows will be a real spiritual blessing to each one that is here. And so I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll guide the speakers, the singers, and then, Father, everyone that listens, help us to listen as if you're talking to us this morning, and then help us not just to be hearers of the word, but doers of it as well. So bless what goes on here the next hour, an hour and 10, 15 minutes. We give it all to you, ask you to just guide and direct and work. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, Brother Bill.
Good morning. It is so great to see you. Amen, brethren. Welcome, my friends, to this beautiful day of freedom, fellowship, and the enrichment we are about to receive from God's Word. The joy of the Lord be upon you all. We can look about us and see the blessings of the Lord as He awakens the earth. It is spring, and God is displaying His glory and His bounty for us to observe and anticipate its coming harvest. Praise be to God for all of His glory. The point of the lesson is to seize the opportunity to serve. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We thank you for all the many, many blessings. We thank you for being able to enjoy the bounty of thy wonderful creation. We thank you for being raised in this country where we come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and where religion is free to be expressed by each and every one of us in our own way. The true way is through Jesus Christ. He is the light. He is the path. No man cometh unto the Father except by Jesus. The point of our lesson today is to seize the opportunity to serve. The scripture passages for today are found in Galatians 5, 13 to 15, and chapter 6, 1 to 5, and 10. Let us read the scripture. Galatians 5, 13, 15. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 15, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Galatians 6, 1 to 5, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself, alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. And Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. I would like to provide some background and history to set the stage for our lesson today. The Galatians were a tribe that migrated into Galatia. They came from north of the Black Sea, and they migrated to the south end of the Black Sea. And they went all the way from the Black Sea, Galatia did, to Syria. Now, much of that is in Turkey today. They split off from the Gauls that settled in France. So they're relatives of the French. And they settled in Asia Minor. Paul converted them to Christianity on his first missionary journey in A.D. 45 to 48. They were enthusiastic converts, and he easily converted them to Christianity. They had previously worshipped nature. On his second missionary journey in A.D. 50, he came again to Galatia. And the third missionary journey in A.D. 54 to 57, he came to Galatia because there was a problem in the church. There were Judaizers. They were at work, and they were telling people, if you don't become a Jew, follow the law, and become circumcised, you cannot be a Christian. They were really setting up a situation where we were going to live by works rather than faith. The Galatians was written near the end of that journey, shortly before Paul wrote Romans, and not too long before his death. Paul taught that the law was a burden, but faith in Jesus Christ was freedom from the law. Nobody could live up to the law. Nobody could strive for the perfection that was in the law. It took Jesus Christ's death on the cross, where he shed his blood, that we would have pure souls, because God cannot see our sins, for the blood of Christ has shielded us. Verse by verse, Galatians 5:13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. As a follower of Jesus Christ, Christians have been called by Jesus unto freedom from that law. We do not have to count on being perfect. We need to just believe in Jesus Christ and follow him and do our utmost to become more like him every day, in every way. And in the word flesh, Paul uses this term to denote the sin nature we are born with. He is telling us not to use this newfound freedom from the law to follow our sin nature. Rather, we should follow the Spirit and that of Jesus Christ. Because of the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus, he has broken the power of sin. We are not the old person of the flesh. Rather, we are a new creation filled with a desire to serve one another. Our focus should not be on ourselves, but on our service to others. The word, and this is interesting, the word serve in Greek means to be a slave. Paul says we need to use our new freedom from the law to become bound in service to others. It is only possible through love, which covers all sins. Praise the Lord. Amen. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This is Jesus' commandment to us. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If you can do this, you are a true follower of Christ. You have defeated the flesh, your sin nature. Praise the Lord. This is confirmed in Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Galatians 5:15. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. If you're living a life of contention, you are living in the flesh. You are following your sin nature. Rather be at peace from the Spirit. The peace that passes all understanding comes through God. Galatians 5:17 to 21. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They are at war in your body, one with the other, and will be all of our lives. And we could not conquer the flesh save for Jesus Christ and his saving blood. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would because of the weakness of the flesh. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. You don't have to be perfect. But you do have to strive to be like Jesus, who is perfection personified. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. They are obvious. But they're listed here. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I talked last week about failing to forgive. My sin nature had control of me. I was literally being consumed, and it affected my whole life. My bitterness became part of me. It is clear we do not love one another, we shall be consumed. This verse demonstrates our decisions have consequences. Let us decide to use our freedom for good and for service to others. Thank God, in my case, the Spirit overcame the flesh, and he always will if you just ask. Ask Jesus to cleanse you of the evil of the spirit of the flesh, which comes from Satan. And then comes the victory. Keeping in step with the Spirit. Hallelujah! Forgiveness leads to grace flowing freely, and love abounds. Feel the joy. God loves you, and so do I. And love one another. Galatians 6, 1 to 5. Verse 1. Brethren, Paul is elevating all of the people that he has converted to his level. He's not looking down at them. He's not condemning them. He is saying, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Paul expresses the spiritual kinship by calling us brethren. And if we are overtaken in a fault, that means if we're caught in the act, or other ways be known that our sins come out. And restore means to set things right again. It is our duty to restore Christians that are on the wrong path to the right path for sin. And we have to do that in a spirit of meekness, not in condemnation, but in a loving way. Do not be judgmental or harsh or superior, but rather show genuine humility. And then comes a warning. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Do not fall into sin yourself because you're trying to help somebody else. Do not fall into the temptation that comes from the flesh. Verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And again, Mark 12, 30, 31 fulfills the law of Christ. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Galatians 6:3. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Paul warns us against pride and arrogance, which is self-deception. It is the opposite of meekness and love. But every man, verse 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Do a lot of self-evaluating. Don't compare yourself with anyone else. Compare yourself to Jesus. Compare yourself to his love. You can ask a simple question. What would Jesus do? And we pretty well know the answer of what Jesus would do. For every man shall bear his own burden. Paul is telling every Christian, you, me, every one of us, that we are responsible for ourselves. Our decisions have consequences. And how we live before God is known to him. And we need to be aware that we need to strive to be more like Jesus. Romans 14:12. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. My friends, I believe that time is growing short. This pandemic, climate change, forest fires, frequent hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, other natural disasters. I've never seen the like of it in my lifetime, one event after another, after another, after another. I believe all of these are early warnings of Christ's return. I have no fear of any of these happening. I have chosen the spirit and not the flesh. But I am heartsick of those that are lost and do not know the redeeming grace of Jesus Christ. That is why I urge you to take the opportunity that now exists to share God's word with the lost and to follow the instructions with all your heart that God provides in our final verse, Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. My friends, we cannot do any greater good than to bring someone to Jesus Christ. Do good, my friends. Do good. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you for all thy blessings. We thank you for your presence here in this outdoor service. Lord, we feel the Spirit right here and now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this church. We thank you for this wonderful crowd that is here today to hear the word of the Lord. We look forward to the pastor and his preaching, which is always a blessing to each and every one of us. Lord, watch over everybody here today. Watch over everybody in this church. Keep us free from the sickness of this epidemic, but more importantly, keep us free from sin. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now next week, the point of the lesson is humbly place the needs of others before your own. Think about that this week and try to do that. Do good, my friends. Do good.